It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and I know that my co-host, Brooke, rarely has an argument with her husband, Michael.
She knows what's good
That's
for
funny.
Him.
That's funny.
She's described her relationship with him as perfect and submissive.
What?
With Michael, of course, being the submissive one.
Absolutely.
And he would agree with you if he was able to remove his own electrified ball gag. But he knows he's not allowed.
Yeah.
At least not on weekdays.
He's good the boy. One that picked that model out.
Well, good. You guys agree on something. But for the 99.9% of other couples in North America, having an argument from time to time is pretty normal.
Yeah.
I think it's healthy.
In fact, it's not uncommon for some people to have more than one per day.
Yes.
About the stupidest things.
I mean.
And a new survey just came out asking couples for the dumbest topics they've ever fought over. We're going to talk about some of them right now.
Wow.
Like this one. Says, my partner and I have more than once had explosive arguments about whether or not Jerry Seinfeld is funny.
Oh, my God.
He's a fan. I am not. Tears have been shed on both sides. This is one of the only things we ever fight about.
I mean, and that's the thing with fights like that, is they do come to tears. My husband and I have had this argument solely because every time we enter a plane, he has to make the like lame old Jerry Seinfeld should have worked harder.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, let's not try and fight about these on the show. We just want to talk about them.
I'm just gonna say
this one couple.
What's the deal with that?
another person said, one time my boyfriend went to Dunkin' Donuts and got me a coffee and nothing else. When I asked why he didn't get me a donut, he said, I don't know. We didn't talk for like a day.
You should just know. God.
And then he got me pizza and all was forgiven.
That's what you always buy girls food. You just keep them happy, keep them fed.
But then you buy the food and they're like, oh, what? You think that I need like all these donuts?
Nobody says that.
No one has ever said, you think I need all these donuts?
No, it would be, you got me the wrong donut.
Yeah. Oh.
I don't want a maple bar. I want a jelly-filled donut.
Of course. This one says, we just got married and got a bunch of new kitchen stuff, including silverware.
Oh, fancy. So fun after you get married.
Cool. She says, I didn't like the spoons, and I told him about it.
Uh-oh.
Did he get rid of them?
Wait, why do you?
No. Instead, he hid them. And now, anytime I ask for a spoon, my husband always gives me the ones that we got for our wedding. And last night, I don't know why, it irked me so much, I literally threw a tantrum and threw the spoon out the back door.
Oh, you show him.
What about a spoon would you not like?
You gotta hold silverware or utensils in your hand before you commit to them.
That's wild.
It's like
to me.
A feeling
a
thing. It's like when my husband gives me a large fork instead of a small fork.
Oh, the sizes drives me crazy.
I hate
Wait,
the big
you're
ones.
Upset about a salad fork and a dining fork.
Dude.
Oh my God, poor Michael. Every single one of these has been a huge blow-up. These are the dumbest things that couples have fought over, according to a brand new survey.
These times are too long, Michael.
This one says, we yelled at each other about a cup.
Oh,
an actual cup.
No.
It was an argument about who put it on the table. This argument has lasted 20 years.
I can actually see this because it's not about the cup itself. It's about who did what and who remembers it the right way.
Yeah.
It's about who's right.
And it's amazing after 20 years. I mean, my parents have been married for like 40 years and they still have things that you can't bring up.
No
you
way.
Know what I mean? They just aren't, they're just, time has not made them funny.
Still triggered.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Sure.
Another comment says, me and my boyfriend hardly ever argue.
Oh.
Maybe once a year at most.
Wow.
But
wow.
Recently we got really heated over whether an actress on TV had good cheekbones or just good contouring.
I was
team cheekbones.
Uh-huh.
He was team contour.
Uh-huh.
We never once strayed from the topic, and we both got so angry it was beyond irrational.
I mean,
I'm
surprised he was defending contour.
Don't bring filler into the argument,
because
that would really just
throw him off.
Yeah,
that's a whole another 5 hours there. This next one says, my most serious fight with my husband and I was about something petty. Who was right in the movie Captain America Civil War? I believed Cap was right, and Tony Stark was a hypocrite.
Iron Man.
I haven't seen it. Is that a strong take?
I don't remember it very well. I think I was wasted.
She says, voices were raised. We didn't speak to each other for hours afterwards. We still can't have a sensible conversation about superheroes without it getting heated.
Oh, man.
It's so fun. I'm sorry. I find it really funny. I feel like you guys are worried about getting married after hearing these type of things.
I was already worried about getting married. Okay. It's good to know it's normal.
Another person said, my ex tried to argue that seatbelts weren't safe and shouldn't be worn because they can cut you in half if you wear them wrong.
And you can get oh no, that's the airbag.
Yeah,
airbag can decapitate you.
Once I realized he wasn't joking and truly believed seatbelts were dangerous, we had a legitimate argument about it.
Okay, you still wear your seatbelt all the time, though.
I couldn't rise above the stupidity of what he was saying.
Oh, yeah, I would agree.
He's like, fine, don't wear a seatbelt as she crashes the car into a tree. Give it a try.
That's one way to win an argument.
There you go.
And this one says, I was in a very grumpy mood all morning, snapping at my husband for everything.
Sometimes you're just in that mood.
God, and it's so hard to get out of. You realize you're doing it, and you're like, I can't stop. What is wrong with me?
Yeah.
He finally asked me what the hell was happening. I asked him how he could be so chipper after our huge fight over who cleans up after the dog.
Big one.
What dog? We didn't have a dog.
Wait, what?
Turns out I dreamed all of it. I was so embarrassed. I apologized profusely.
Oh, no.
He laughed and hugged me, and it turned into a funny story.
That's cute.
But I do see somebody trying to use this for evil now.
How's
what
that?
They're going to lose their dog, and they're going to be like, wait, what dog?
What?
Yeah. You dreamed the last 6 years that we've had a dog.
We've had it for 6 years.
No, that was all a dream, honey. Sorry. The text into 78592. Tell us about the dumbest big argument you've ever had with your significant other.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Makes me feel better about my relationship. Thank you, guys.
I'm happy to be single. Yeah.
Your phone tap's coming up next.